Remember when religious ID cards were required in Germany? Well, it's happening again, but this time it's someplace else. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We are sounding the alarm today so that you can join us in praying about a situation we're about to describe. If I told you a country was forcing religious leaders to carry religious ID cards, what country would you guess it was? Egypt? Turkey? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA fills us in.
It's happening right now with Buddhist monks, but there is already motion to expand it out to Catholic priests and ultimately to all religious minority members in China.
So China seems to be taking aim once more at Christians. They're already going after registered and unregistered churches, but it's not about religion.
They see that there are more unregistered church Christians than there are members of the Communist Party. Their power base is the Communist Party, and it is now vastly outnumbered by Christians. So it's a concern to them.
How can we pray? Well, pray wisdom for these believers.
As they're navigating these waters that are constantly changing, I think we want to just pray for encouragement, that they'll continue to be bold witnesses, that they'll continue to serve the Lord.
Christians have to make careful choices in China, just like they do in the United States. It's election season, and tensions are rising. But to help, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is offering some advice on how to engage in the politics while also sharing the gospel. More so, InterVarsity is urging believers to remember where their true citizenship lies, with Christ. Learn more about the voting season from InterVarsity and what China's Christians are facing at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Russia, Operation Mobilization recently held a winter camp for kids and teenagers to learn more about the gospel. The camp theme, Olympic Games, helped the students look at the Bible through a sports analogy. Kids were asked things like, "Who's your coach?" And by the end, many of the kids were wanting to know more about God. Some have even accepted His love. Would you pray that the gospel will continually work in these kids' hearts? We're going to switch topics and look through the glass ceiling, so to speak. Kelly Chestnut with Wycliffe Bible Translators.
We're recognizing that more and more women are not lacking potential, but they are lacking opportunity to grow and develop the spiritual needs of their family and of themselves as they face poverty and other issues.
Through their new project, Women of the Word, Wycliffe is urging women in the United States to pray, equip, or give.
Women of the Word seeks to create a community of women who are passionate about improving the lives of marginalized women and children around the world, specifically through the translated Word of God. We desire to see women be a part of bringing hope, healing, and wholeness that is found in the transforming power of Scripture.
Wycliffe is providing downloads so that women can start up Bible studies to be educated on how God is transforming lives despite discrimination. You'll find the links at our website. And we're talking about another type of minority, ethnic minorities. A lot of them have a variety of hurdles to jump. One that's not commonly talked about is a lack of exposure to the gospel. China Partner is working with a Bible school to change that in West China. 90% of the students at that school are ethnic minorities. Eric Berkland of China Partner says,
"The joy that we have as China Partner is the privilege of investing in future leadership of minority leaders that, once they get their full theological training, have a desire to go back to their villages and their townships to make Jesus Christ known."
So China Partner is visiting the school this month to encourage the students in their individual relationships with Jesus. And here's how you can help.
You can pray for us as we share these truths with them, but also pray for these young leaders who are going to this particular Bible school, that God would anoint them, that God would encourage them, and especially after they graduate, that God would use them to spread the gospel in their area.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are the extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.